Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw. I've missed you guys so much. We have such an exciting episode today. So scandalous that I had to ask security not to come in today. For those who don't know, security who answers the phone is my brother. Now, usually he tunes me out, or if I say something that I don't want him here for, I kick him out. But I had a feeling that today's episode was going to be so wild. I just thought best we ask all family members to leave. So don't worry, I have a replacement for security. For those who follow me on social media, you know my friend Belinda. So she will be coming in and answering the phones today. And now you're like, Robin, what do you mean scandalous? What is today's topic? Today's topic is wild hookups. So every week we do a different topic. You can find out the topic on my Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. And I asked you guys, I said, guys, tell me your wild hookups, your funny hookups, your craziest hookups. And we're going to open up the lines and hear it. And before I tell you mine, I just want to do some housekeeping. For those who want to see my live The Robin Shaw Experience tour, I am going to be in Detroit, Toronto, Atlanta, Seattle, Phoenix, San Diego, and Vancouver. And I'll be in the New York Comedy Festival at Town Hall. And you can get all these dates and tickets at robinshaw.com. Okay, that's all my housekeeping. We don't do a lot of cleaning over here. Okay, let's get into my scandalous, wildest hookup story. Wait, I don't know why I'm anxious telling this. I think because drugs are involved. So this is your trigger warning. If you like drugs, listen. If you don't like drugs, maybe skip it. And if you're my parents, this is not the episode for you. Go to another episode. Thank you. Okay, so the year was, I don't know, but I was in my early 20s, okay? Now, you know security's my brother. I happen to have another brother. We'll call him CIA. Now, CIA, remember, I was probably 22, so he's 6 years older than me. He invited me to go clubbing with him and his girlfriend. So I said, yes, we go clubbing. He and his girlfriend leave the club and leave me with all of his friends. Now, one of his friends give me ecstasy. Now, if you've never done E, it's kids, if you're listening, this is also not a podcast episode for you. You must be 18 and above, and you also must be fun and above to listen to this podcast. Okay, so I got two pills of ecstasy. And you're like, two pills, Robin? Maybe we should start with one. We're wild over here, okay? So I take the two pills of ecstasy. My brother was way gone. He left. And I'm hanging out with his friends who I don't know. And we're having the grand old time. And I'm talking to two of his friends, a guy and a girl. We'll call him Bob and Bobette. Okay. So Bob is flirting with me. And I say, Bob, CIA has very strict rules. I can never hook up with any of his friends. And so Bobette says, well, what about his female friends? And I said, I don't think he has that rule. Okay. So then Bobette kisses me. Now, if you've never done E before, it really makes every sensation just amazing. Okay. Again, I don't promote drugs. Drugs are bad. Stay in school. But E happens to be a drug that really just makes touch feel extreme, makes, you know, every taste amazing. So anyway, Bobette kisses me, and it's the most amazing kiss that has ever happened to a human being. Now, she's kissing me, and all of a sudden, my mind's like racing, like, oh my God, I'm gay. This is the most amazing kiss I've ever had this whole time I was kissing men, and women really are so much more amazing. So as she's kissing me, the whole time I'm thinking about how excited I am to come out to my family, how exciting this is going to be. You know, I come from a family who's very, very accepting and opening and welcoming. So, I, you know, the whole time as she's kissing me, I'm like, this is amazing. Not only is she a great kisser, my family's going to be so excited. Okay, so then she invites me back to her place. So I was like, yeah, I'm gay. Let's go back to your place. So we go back to her place and we are hooking up and we're doing all sorts of wild and fun things. The problem is, as every hour goes by and as the ecstasy is starting to wear off, I'm becoming straighter and straighter every minute. Okay, so now we're around 6 a.m. and I'm back to being straight. And I'm like, oh shit, how did I get here? By the way, the girl was beautiful. Think Amy, like a young, we remember early 20s, Amy Adams. So pretty, right? But like, you know, I was like, okay, we got to get out of this situation. So I said, Babette, I got to go. Thank you for a lovely evening, you know. So now I go to Penn Station. If you're not from New York, Penn Station's like the train station in Manhattan to take me to Long Island. I remember I was clubbing, so my makeup's all running. I'm like half naked. My heels are in my hands. I'm like, I look ridiculous. I get home, and later that afternoon, Babette calls me. I don't pick up because I'm, you know, like, I don't know what I just did. She calls again that night, and I don't pick up because I need a second to process what just happened. So what does she do? Babette calls my brother, CIA, and says to him, what is wrong with your sister? She hooked up with me, went home with me, and now she's ignoring me. So then CIA, my brother, calls me and is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Anyway, he never invited me clubbing or to hang out with his friends ever again. That's why you only hear about security and not CIA, because I don't know if he's forgiven me. So anyway, that is probably my wildest hookup story, and I'm excited to hear yours. But before that, let's get in security's replacement for today. Belinda, welcome.
Good morning. Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
So Belinda and I became friends about 10 years ago.
Yeah, about that.
She was taking a stand-up comedy class, and the teacher of the class got sick, so I took over teaching the class. And then Belinda had asked, once the class was over, if I could give her private stand-up lessons. But really, it was
actually
a trap.
I forced Robin into friendship, and look at us now.
No, but really, she comes over to my apartment to work on a joke, and her first joke is about how she wants to become friends with her comedy teacher so badly that she's willing to kidnap her comedy teacher's dog and hold it ransom. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, Belinda. But you know what? It works.
Aren't you so happy?
It's the best friendship that has ever been pushed on me.
Thank you.
But 10 years later, you are one of my best friends on this whole planet. So
there
I'm very
you go.
Thankful.
And you're welcome.
So guys, lesson learned. Like, if you want to be friends with someone, kidnap their dog.
Just force it.
By the way, I don't have a dog. But if I did, I would have been scared for his life. No, and I had to interview the Prime Minister of Iceland recently. Very casual of me. And Belinda came and filmed it. That was crazy.
That was the wildest trip.
So today's topic is wild hookups.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Does your husband doesn't listen to this podcast, does he?
I'm going to tell him specifically not to listen to this episode.
Okay, what's your wildest hookup?
Because I'm thinking of a few stories.
Wait, did you know my story about the club?
It sounded familiar, but I didn't realize it was that wild.
And I'm like PGing it. Like, I'm not even going into the details.
Wow.
That's for my OnlyFans account. Okay, let me hear your wild.
I don't know if I can top that, but back in college, I was out at a party and I was hooking up with this guy, brought him back to my apartment because I'm classy. I'm a lady. And we're hooking up. Things are going great. We fall asleep. I wake up, you know, it's probably like 4 o'clock in the morning at this point. I wake up to him on all fours on top of my bed, pissing on my bed.
No.
Everywhere. And he's passed out. He's like sleep pissing.
Oh my God.
And I'm screaming like, what the fuck? Like, get off my bed. He does not hear me, doesn't register, doesn't respond.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Freaking out. And
And he's like out of it. This wasn't like a kink. This was
No. He's like drunk. Blackout. Yeah. Drunk. Butt naked, pissing on all fours, on top of my bed, comforter, sheets, everything. Oh my God. I'm screaming, stop. He then stops pissing and just passes out in the puddle of his own piss. And I'm just like disgusted, but also still kind of drunk.
I think you're saying, and turned on.
Shh, that's also for the OnlyFans.
This is how we fool people to join our OnlyFans account.
I taught you well about tricking people. I end up rolling him onto the floor. He's like, 100 whatever pounds of dead weight. I'm like pushing him onto the floor. I'm Googling, can you put a duvet cover in the washing machine? I'm doing laundry at like 4:30 in the morning. He wakes up in the morning, has no recollection of what happened.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, I kicked him out. Are you kidding?
And they're happily married today.
I was about to say I was so pissed, but literally. But I'm
pumped. Oh gosh, I love it. All right, Belinda, should we open up the lines?
Yes, let's do it. All right, Robin, we have Rachel on the line.
Hi, Rachel.
Oh my God, Robin, I'm so excited to be speaking to you.
Welcome to Call Waiting.
I love you, Robin.
I love you, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, today's topic is wild, crazy, funny hookup stories. So what do you have for us?
Oh, I have the best one. It's just so awkward. Okay, so I was once at a party. I am single and there was... someone saying, oh, there's a man here that I know. I don't know him well, but he's single, but he's older. So it turns out I was 40. He was 62. Okay. And he wasn't like a young 62. You didn't look at him and be like, he looks 50. He looked like 70. We exchange numbers. He doesn't seem like he's that into it. And I'm now stalking this old man.
Wait, he's not into you.
Like, he didn't seem into me. He wasn't like following up. I'm like, hey, do you want to get together? I text. I was like stalking him. I was now obsessed with this old man.
Okay.
So he's like, oh yeah, come, let's have dinner. Come by my office. There's this new French bistro that opened. It's supposed to be amazing. So we go to dinner. I'm so excited. I'm starving to death. It's 7:30 at night. He orders a bottle of wine and he tells the waiter, we don't need menus. We get no food. I'm starving. I finally end up like asking for French fries, whatever. Okay. But we get wasted because there's no food. And I'm now kissing this old man on the street and I'm obsessed. And I'm telling me and my friends are calling him my old man. Cause I was like obsessed with this old man. I think he's really sexy. I'm like very excited about it. He's this big guy. He's like, 6'4", strong. He's like, and I take him to my apartment and we take off our clothes and we're hooking up. And suddenly I realize he has like no penis. And we are buck naked making out. And I didn't know how to stop because I can't be like, you have no penis. And when I say no penis, I don't mean like it was like a pinky or like a thumb. It was like a small grape.
Okay.
I have now Googled it up and down. It was like a micro penis. I couldn't say leave. I couldn't walk out of my house. So I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, I just have to get it over with. And I'm like assessing the situation. Cause I'm like, I can't have sex with him because there's nothing to go inside of me.
Right.
Like it couldn't have, so physically it didn't seem like we can have sex.
Right.
So I'm like, I just have to bite the bullet and give this man a blowjob. Like it was like a, like I just had
can to. Can I just say that sounds like a much more pleasant blowjob situation.
Here's the thing, right? Like,
yeah,
a lot of people are like, that was the more intimate choice. I'm like, but not really. Cause I didn't, at this moment I couldn't have sex with him and I didn't want to have sex with him. And I couldn't like give him a sad hand job, like a between my two fingers. Right. So I was like, I need to make this go away. So he leaves my house. This was like an emergency. And I finally got down to business and I gave him a blowjob and he finished, but it was like, nothing even came out because there was like nothing. So I didn't have to worry. Like there was no like Can I say come on here? There was nothing in my mouth. Okay. It was like,
oh my God, Rachel, I'm going to cut you off. I'm just going to say you took one for the team. I hope you learned a lot. I hope your experience was worth it. And was it?
I'm so happy it's over. Cause I'm like, okay, like, let's just now, like, you're going to leave. He turns to me and he's like, I'm just going to sleep here. Because like he lived in Hoboken or something.
Can I just say, like, this seems like the worst part of the story. When a guy tells me he's going to sleep over, I am so annoyed. On behalf of everyone 65 and older, thank you for your service.
Okay, right. I'll speak to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You know, I don't want to say who. I can't even give too many details, but I had a very similar situation. He wasn't old, though. He was my age. And we started hooking up, and it was the same thing. His penis was exceptionally – it's not even like a small penis. Like, whatever, a small penis. What is a small penis? It was like something out of the horror movies. And at that point, it's too late because you're already there. You know?
So what'd you do?
Like Rachel, I took one for the team. All right, let's put another call through.
Okay, Robin, we have Kayla on the line.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Of course.
So today's topic is crazy hookup stories. So what do you have?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So back in, this was like 2015, I matched with a guy on Tinder who played for the Columbus Blue Jackets in the NHL. And we like chatted for a bit and he invited me to go back to his hotel to like meet up. And I was thinking like, oh yeah, we would just, you know, we chatted for a bit. Conversation was good. So I was going to go and like we'd hang out, we would hook up and then I would just leave and it would be, you know, fun and games. Mm-hmm. And so I show up at his hotel and he gave me his like room number. So I went and I knocked on the door and within like 3 seconds, he opens the door and there's this like beautiful man standing in front of me wearing nothing but his boxers. And I was like, oh, okay. Like this is, yeah. Okay. We're going to do this. So I go inside and we like talked for a little bit and then, you know, we just started making out, whatever. And out comes his roommate from the bathroom. And I had no idea that like there was even anybody else with him. He didn't tell me that. So his roommate comes out pretending like nothing's happening. And he just like sits down and, you know, puts on his headphones and starts watching a movie or something.
Wait, in the room with you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So he's like in the room and I'm like, maybe this is like their normal. Maybe this is what these hockey boys do. So anyways, I was like, hey, that's kind of weird. And then eventually he like takes out his headphones or whatever. And he was like, I'm not going to like listen to this. Like, and then so they're both from Sweden. And so they started talking in their language. I had no idea what they were saying. And the guy that had originally invited me there was like, oh, do you mind if he like joins in?
Was he good looking too?
Yeah, he was okay. Like he wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, it would it be rude if I said no? Like, this is his room, right?
Right.
So I was like, yes, question mark? Like, I guess so. So then, yeah, so then we wound up having this, like, weird, wild threesome. And, yeah, it was just, like,
were you enjoying it?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, and now I love hockey.
I mean, I loved hockey in the beginning anyways, but it was just like, it was so weird and like unexpected. And then like I had recently got out of a relationship where like I didn't feel wanted. So like being wanted by two guys at once, I was like, okay, I can get on board with this.
Yes. Wait, this is so hot.
yeah, it was great. But also I was like,
Do you think, I know you're saying this happened out of nowhere, but do you think they kind of planned it? Like him just being in the room makes me go, oh, they probably said like, oh, I have a pretty girl coming over, be in the room and I'll ask her if you could join. Like, do you think that was like the plan all along?
Possibly. Like, I have no idea what they were talking about in their language, but I was like, okay. Even like while it was happening, they would say things back and forth. And I'm like, well, they could be like saying that, like, I have like two different sized boobs, but like, I'm just going to pretend that they're
that's
like,
that's absolutely not what they were saying. I promise you 100%. They're like, look at this hot. Wait, what were they? They were Swedish. And that's a hot accent. See, I have such a Long Island accent that I couldn't talk sexy behind someone's back. Like, if you didn't know what I was saying, you'd be like, she's definitely complaining. Even if I'm like, oh my God, I want to have sex with him. But my voice just sounds like a complaint. So it's just, if someone is in the room and they don't know what I'm saying, you just hear, meow, 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 you know, but like their voices are sexy.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to pretend that they're just like, oh, this is like the sexiest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, so they were great. 100% saying that.
Yeah. And then the next, like, I actually wound up staying there and I had to sneak out of the hotel the next morning.
Wait, did all three of you sleep in the bed together?
No.
I was like, that's crowded.
The second guy slept in the other bed. Could you imagine just like sandwiched?
Oh yeah. I'm like, that's too much. I get hot at night. All right. Well, this was a excellent story. Thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting.
You're very welcome.
And any other threesomes with sports players, please call back or invite me.
Okay. Yeah. I have your number. So I will reach out.
Excellent. All right. Hey, bye. Wait, that was such a hot call.
Oh my God, that was hot.
Right? Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Me neither.
Is it too
late? What are you doing later? I'll kidnap your dog if you and your husband don't join me. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Ben on the line.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Robin, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. This is so cool that I get to talk to you.
So cool I got to talk to you. And you're from, I see, Canada?
Yes, I'm from Toronto.
I'm coming to Toronto.
I know. I'm going to your show. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so fun, especially because it's like 2 days after my birthday. So it's going to be my birthday party show, which I haven't even announced. But, well, now I am. Okay. All right, Ben.
Funny thing is that actually I have the same birthday as you.
Do you? We'll make it both our birthdays party.
Nice. I'm excited.
Ben, now, what is your wild, crazy hookup story?
So this was a few years ago, around the time that I'd just come out. So I'd come out to my friends and family. I was still trying to figure out the dating thing. But I met up with this guy that I matched with on Hinge, and we went to this bookstore. And then this bookstore was having an event that night. It was just really loud. Basically, he said, like, well, my place is around the corner. Do you want to go back to my place? And that, me being very inexperienced, I was like, sure, why not? So we started walking to his place. And it's this house that has rooms that are divided. Each person has their own room. And then there's like a shared kitchen, shared bathroom. So I go into his room and it's a single bed there and like a mini fridge. And so I go in there. And he invites you to sit on the bed, and then he starts rubbing my shoulders, and then he starts kissing me, and I have like no idea what I'm doing, and things just start going crazy down south. It was just so awkward because it was a single bed. It was my first time, and I had no idea what I was doing.
Did he ever say, like, it was like a studio apartment?
Not even a studio. It was like a bedroom in like a house. And it was like smaller than a studio. It was like a very tiny space.
So did you guys like fall off the bed?
A couple times. Yes, I almost did.
Do you think it was his childhood home? And like it was his childhood bed?
I honestly have no idea. It was just such an awkward situation. And then I remember when I was leaving his place, I immediately ran to the nearest pharmacy to get mouthwash and hand sanitizer because I was just so disgusted.
I once went home with this guy. This is not the same, but he must have lived with, I think he lived with his grandma. He didn't say it was his grandma, but he did live with an old lady. And I remember like the bedding was like, you know, old people bedding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, has like a smell and it's like floral. And I remember being like, what the hell? I am with you. A weird bed situation is going to throw off the whole thing. This isn't on you. This is the bed's fault.
Okay. Yes. It's definitely the bed's fault.
100%. All right. Ben, thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Thanks, Robin.
And I'll see you in Toronto for our birthday Robin Show Experience show.
Yes, looking forward. Thanks.
Bye. Oh my God, that guy that I went to, like, he lived with an old lady situation. I met him on the Long Island Railroad. And
that should have been your first red flag. At like the 3 a.m. train or something.
It was like 7 a.m.
Oh my God.
And then I remember he may set up a picnic on the high rise. What is that called? Like the park that's
the High Line.
The High Line. And then he was like, do you want to come back to my place? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay, but just so you know, my roommate is an old lady. Like that's how he worded it. And he didn't say grandma, he said old lady. And I'm like, okay. And we go to his house and it was decked. Like it had to be someone who like was 80 or above.
Was it like the plastic on the furniture?
Yes, exactly like that.
Oh my God. At least he was upfront about it.
Well, he had to be. She was there. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Anthony on the line.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, thank you. Love your show.
Thank you. So today is about crazy hookup stories, funny hookup stories. So tell me yours.
All right. So I'm a gay guy in New York, and I go down to my family shore house in the preseason before it's rented out, right?
Hmm.
And when I go down there, we get it ready for summer guests, and we have all kinds of appointments with air conditioning guy, plumber, window washer, etc. So I'm on Grindr one morning, and an anonymous profile messages me. There's no picture, there's no information, except his profile name says 9 inches. So usually I'm what's known on Grindr as an NPNC, which means no pic, no chat.
Wait, do some people on Grindr not have pictures?
Oh yeah, tons of people on Grindr don't have pictures or any information in their profile.
Interesting.
Yes. And when you're outside of a major metropolitan area, I want to say half the guys on Grindr are like that with no pictures. And they also identify as bi or straight, and a lot of them have girlfriends. So just FYI for all the women out there.
Interesting. Okay. I'm learning a lot. Okay, continue.
So usually I don't entertain people with no profile information, but the 9 inches had me intrigued, so I was chatting with him, right?
Right.
But I ultimately told him, sorry, I can't meet if you're not going to send me a picture or give me any of your information. So I go on with my day, and I start my day of shore house appointments and stuff like that. And an air conditioning guy comes, and then the next guy comes, and he's a window washer. He's washing the windows, and we're chatting, and I'm mostly just like inside while he's working. Then he leaves, and the 9 inches profile, after he left, messaged me, and he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, hey, not much. Just have all these appointments today. And he was like, what kind of appointments? So I told him, air conditioning guy, plumber, fireplace guy, window washer. And he goes, well, was the window washer cute? And I was like, was it you? And he's like, yeah.
Did he recognize you? Wait, do you have your picture up, right?
Yeah. Okay, so my profile is all like wholesome face pictures. I'm like smiling. You can clearly know who I am if you meet me and you've seen my profile.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So he's like, was he cute? And I was like, was it you? And he's like, yes. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I said, yeah, he was cute. And he was like, yeah, it was me. And I said, come back over. I need another window washed.
And was the window your penis?
Possibly.
Okay, continue.
So he comes back and it's him. And we hooked up and it was, let me tell you, it was definitely 9 inches.
Okay, well, at least he's honest. An honest nine-inch man sounds like husband material.
Honest about that. Meanwhile, he was like, oh, he's like, make sure that I stay anonymous because I have a girlfriend. So very honest guy.
Oh, you're like, no problem. Except I will be calling call waiting where tens of thousands of people can listen.
Well, yeah, hopefully he's not one of them.
Oh, that's really hot. Minus for his girlfriend. That's sad. But the window washer part of it is hot.
I mean, hopefully she gets to take advantage of the lengths as well. But yeah, not as hot for her.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love it. All right. Anthony, thank you for calling in. This was a good one. This was a hot one.
Thanks so much, Robin.
All right. Bye. You know what story that reminded me of, right? TaskRabbit.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, now I have to share the TaskRabbit story. Okay. For those who don't know what TaskRabbit is, it's a handyman service.
Like, actually handyman.
Like, let's say you need, like, what service
like
is it?
Like, hanging a picture.
Putting a bed set together.
Mounting your TV.
Mounting you. It is not a dating and sex site. Let
it
me just say that.
It is not euphemisms. It's actually for handyman services.
Like, they're actually screwing in nails, not, like, women, okay? But anyway, there was this guy, we'll call him TaskRabbit Guy, who me, my brother, my parents, everyone used him because he was really good. But he was also so hot. He had, like Gaston jaw. Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
chiseled.
Yeah. Oh, he was so hot. He was, I don't know where he was from, but he had like some accent. I want to say like Colombia or something. He was very sexy. Okay. So sexy. It's during the pandemic. I had just broken up with my ex, like weeks, like days, hours. We're freshly single. And he comes over to do something. I don't even know what. And I remember it's pandemic time. So I've not seen a human, right? So he comes over. I'm like drinking wine. It's like late because he comes like after his other appointments. Because at this point, I don't use the app. We just text him to hire, you know. Linda's looking at me.
Robin's making up tasks to get this guy over.
I'm just like taking things and just the hammer and just smashing it so he goes over. He comes over and I'm having a glass of wine and he's like fix something and we're just talking. And
this
like,
sounds like the start of a porno.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, do you want a glass of wine? And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. It's like 8 o'clock at night. He came after his other. So, okay, so we're having a glass of wine. He's fixed up. And I said, what's the weirdest thing about going into people's apartments? Like, have you ever seen anything weird? He goes, no, it's really more smells that are weird. So, and I was like, whoa, what do you mean smells? He goes, somebody go to an apartment that just smells weird. And I was like, oh, no, because I had a studio apartment. I'd been locked up pandemic for like a year at this point. I figured my apartment must have smelled like ass. So then I was like, be honest, what does my apartment smell like? And he goes, smells like flowers, which I did just light a candle that smelled like flowers. And then he's like, and what I assume you smell like. But guys, put an accent on what I'm doing right now because it's much sexier than my
voice.
With
the Long Island accent.
It smells like flowers. So he's like, it smells like flowers. And what I assume you smell like.
Ooh.
And then I was like, what do you think I smell like? He goes, delicious. And then I was like, okay. So then I stand up. So I was sitting at the couch. I go to pour more wine. He comes over like behind me, smells my neck.
Family handyman. More like handsy man.
And he goes, delicious.
Oh my God.
and then we go at it. And he never fixed what he was supposed to fix.
Has anyone in your family used him since?
No, because then what happened was, like, 2 days later, he came over again because he still didn't fix what I needed him to fix. And I was getting ready to move out of my apartment. I needed him whatever to do.
Right.
So he comes over again, doesn't fix it because we just hook up. And so at that point, I needed a new handyman to fix. Oh, because then the next day he texted me that he doesn't think this is going to work, which I don't know why.
What? Like he couldn't fix it? Or you guys
No. Work? Oh, no. This is too long of a story. I was like, I got real needy on him.
We've all been there. It's fine.
Anyway, the point is we had to find a new handyman.
The whole Shaw family was out of a handyman.
They were all really pissed
because Robin was too horny.
My brother's not talking to me because of the club. My parents aren't talking to me because of the handyman. All right, guys, thank you everyone who called in today. Anytime you want to know the topic, just follow me on my Instagram or TikTok. I always say the topic each week at Robin Shaw Comic, and the phone number is always 720-727-6296. So security always does a fun segment at the end. Sometimes people find it fun, others skip it. But so Belinda, you had a fun idea for today.
Yes, I have big shoes to fill for security. So I found, remember those old like Cosmo quizzes that you would take in the magazine? Okay, so I found three of them. Tell me which one of the three that you want to do.
Okay, let's see.
So the first one is called, can you keep a guy intrigued?
Nope.
Okay, quiz is
over.
Did
you not hear that handyman answer two times said nope?
Okay. Are you way too obsessed with your ex?
Yep. Okay. We don't have to take that quiz.
I guess we don't need these quizzes.
Frank's at my apartment right now.
Okay, those quizzes are over. All right, last one. Is sex with you exciting or a little too tame?
Okay, we could do that one.
You like that one?
I do like that one.
Okay, let's see. So I'm going to ask you the questions and then read you the answers and you tell me which one is you.
Okay, and this works like which answers I give.
It correlates to a number and then we do some math, hopefully. Figure it out from
there. How many questions are there?
Only five.
See, this is why you're already doing a better job than security. Belinda was very nervous. Security would have had a 50 question quiz. 5 questions is perfect.
No, it's very easy to find out if you're exciting or too tame. Okay.
And this is in bed?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
It's sex with you. I mean, sex could be anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So if you were to look into your nightstand drawer, we'd be most likely to find A, your journal, a book light, and some aspirin. B, a sultry perfume, breath mints, and a sleep mask. You may or may not have used once to blindfold your guy. Or C, condoms, flavored lube, and a 24-pack of spare batteries for your numerous toys.
Okay, see.
Okay. Next question. You want to rev up your guy for date night, so you send him a naughty text. What does it say? A, nothing. The attached pic of your cleavage is worth 1,000 words. B, can't wait to see you tonight. Or C, want to guess if I have panties on right now?
Ooh, that's hard. I feel like all of them. Let's go with the cleavage.
Okay. No. That's what I was going to say. Okay, the cleavage it is. All right.
As this is what I text Belinda.
I'm constantly getting pictures of your cleavage.
Still trying for that threesome.
I wonder where that grandma is now.
You imagine you being a grandma
on the plastic furniture.
And oh my God, the yelling, the complaining during that threesome. Don't spill anything. And you won't know who said it. We all sound alike.
Right. Just constant complaints.
Okay, man.
All right. Next. The craziest place you would ever have sex is A, in the dressing room of a big but mostly deserted store. B, in a crowded movie theater. Or C, in a car as long as the windows are steamed up and you're feeling really adventurous.
Yeah, I guess C, car.
Okay, C. All right, next.
I have no clue right now if I'm a prude or not a prude. Like, by these, they all seem, like, risque.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Let me tally them up. All right, when you want some ideas to spice things up, you go to A, no one. You're perfectly happy with positions you've already tried. Thanks. Snotty. B, the animalistic orgy scenes in season 2 of True Blood. Or C, Cosmo, of course.
is Cosmo, the answer Cosmo supposed to be like the internet? Like, is that their way of saying like Google?
I guess.
Okay, let's go with Cosmo.
Okay. Yeah, Cosmo, Google.
Okay.
All right, and the last question, post-sex, you're used to hearing A, that was nice.
Here's your money. Now get out.
That's not one of the options.
Okay.
B, deep breathing, your man instantly falls asleep. Or C, what the hell was that? Okay, let me add you up here.
Okay.
Ooh.
What am I? What are the choices? What could I be?
Okay, so the choices are the...
titles, yeah.
The titles are Over the Top Temptress.
Ooh.
Vava Vixen.
Ooh.
Or Coy Cutie.
All right, where do I fall?
Where do you think you fall?
I think I'm the tiger one.
The temptress?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am, yes, right? Okay, let me hear.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. No one's stopping you when you're in action, but you might want to consider whether your man is as into the Cirque du Soleil worthy routine as you think he is.
Oh, no.
Despite what you might expect, not all guys want to do everything humanly possible. Plus, having tried and true standbys that you revisit sometimes can build romantic intimacy, something that's hard to come by.
Wait, are they slut-shaming me?
I think so. Okay. Thanks, Cosmo.
I'm like saying that your man's not going to respect you.
Yeah, your man's actually not into this and chill out.
Oh, my God.
But
okay.
I like it.
Yeah, I like being a temptress.
Sexual prowess.
All right, Belinda, thank you for filling in for security today.
Oh my God, anytime.
I feel like, you know what, anytime we're going to have very sexually driven episodes, will you come in and step in for him?
I'm your gal.
Okay. You know he's going to want a sexual episode now every episode, so he doesn't have to come in. All right, guys, thank you so much for calling in. Belinda, thank you so much for coming in. Guys, if you want to know the topic, make sure you're following me at Robin Shaw Comics. You know the topic every week. If you want to see me live, go to robinshaw.com. I'm going to be in the New York Comedy Festival November 5th at Town Hall. So get your tickets. Phone number is always 720-727-6296. And we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Allie Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.